This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They get a W. It's another one. And you know what it was? A good, clean win. A no-stress win by the Phils. Feels like they haven't had one of them in a while. Well, they get it yesterday. Look, we'll do a lot on the Phils. First month of the season, obviously. April in the books. What stands out to us? Where we think they go from here? We'll get into it all. Do a lot on the Eagles, of course, draft a few days ago. Howie Roseman on the record yesterday talking about the draft and the birds. We'll get to that audio. We got Elvis Costello tickets to give away today. And certainly we want to hear from you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning there, Johnny.
Twinkies, Hostess Twinkies, were originally called Little Shortcake Fingers, which isn't really having a ring like Twinkies
does. Doesn't roll
does.
Off the tongue.
No.
But the inventor was driving, saw a billboard painted on the side of a barn for little Twinkle Toes shoes. They were little dancing shoes.
Yep.
And the inventor of the Twinkie said, wait a second, Twinkle Toe Shoes, Twinkies.
Bang. That's how it came. Wow.
Yeah. Better than
you know
the,
what he was thinking at that point?
Little Shortcake Fingers Bang. Name.
I would say it's a better
and
name.
And the filling of Twinkies used to be banana flavored. Pudding
nasty.
Or that's, filling. Yeah. And then World War II happened and there were banana shortages and rationing in America.
Yeah.
So they went away from the banana.
Yeah,
film.
Let's make it taste better. It's like the Phils, man, tasting better now that they win a couple games.
Four in a row.
So here's the deal. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. What are your thoughts now on the team, big picture? Like, what do we got? We're a month into the season. Obviously, the season now starts, you know, in late March with baseball. But the bottom line is that, you know, traditionally you get to certain dates, May 1, June 1, July 1. You can say, all right. It's something's in the books. We got a month in the books. John, we know that here on WIP, and I think throughout the Delaware Valley, there's been more complaining than praising. There's been more complaining than praising.
I'll say.
So here's what I want to kind of get at today. Where do you stand now? And we'll have these benchmarks through the season. You always have them. Some people say Memorial Day. Some people say the 4th of July. Some people say the trade deadline. My brain kind of thinks in terms of the end of a month, the start of a month. That's where I typically go. And then obviously when you get to the 81 game mark as you're halfway through. But I am struck by this fact, which may surprise. I'm going to give you a fact. And I'm going to give you an opinion. Now, first off, I want to be clear. We can react to last night. Now, obviously, that's totally on the table at 215-592-9494. And I think the biggest thing last night was Christopher Sanchez. While the offense was exciting to see all the home runs, obviously, three home runs. Matter of fact, let me get a little taste of Schwarber here. Let me get a little sense. Early in the game, two on, one out. Kyle Schwarber, first inning.
Irvin ready. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air, right field, pretty deep. Going back, turning, looking, and that is gone. And Kyle Schwarber goes down and gets one on an 0-2 pitch. And it's a three-run home run here in the bottom of the first as once again Schwarber strikes first.
So, look, obviously you can react to last night, the three home runs and that whole deal. But I think Sanchez is the biggest deal. Because, James, you know how freaked out you were.
Terrified.
As recently, was it about a week and a half ago?
Yeah, the last time he pitched.
Yeah.
Like, you really wondered, first start then.
You really wondered if he was going to pitch again this season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he not only pitched, he pitched well, and obviously didn't go like so deep in the game. They were being careful there. But so you get Sanchez back out there. He gets the win. So that's really big. And by the way, Ranger coming back soon. He's going to be pitching on Sunday. So, okay, you can react to last night. John, I'm going to give everyone a fact and an opinion. Fact, and I think this will surprise most. Through a month of the season, the Phillies are on pace for 92 wins. That's a really good record if you get to 92 and 70. They are on pace for 92 wins. That's the fact. Here's the opinion. I think the Phillies are much more likely to play better in the next 5 months than worse.
Absolutely.
So what do we got, John?
We're trending up. We've got, think about this. Kyle Schwarber is playing like he played last night, and it's not even close to June. Kyle Schwarber is ahead of schedule, way ahead. Kyle Schwarber's leading our team in on-base percentage, 398. Which, you know, and I heard, hey, you take him out of the leadoff spot and he's not going to be able to hit anymore. Everything's sorting itself out. Everything, as it should, when you're, you know, in the top five in terms of payrolls in baseball, we got studs. And we're trending up, I guess, as we should be when we're playing a team like the Nationals. And I heard they were spunky heading into this series, right. But
they
stink. They're not good. And we better sweep them today. Things are better than they've been. And you got to keep like an open mind and your eyes on the prize here. We should feel pretty good about the fact that Ranger Suarez is coming back. Ranger Suarez, who hasn't pitched yet this year, is... And it sounds like there's excitement in Topper's voice when he talks about Ranger coming back.
I agree.
And it sounds like there's excitement in Topper's voice when he's not even considering bullpen for Ranger Suarez. He's talking about, here's our rotation. Ranger's going to be part of it. Things are falling into place. Bryson Stott is batting .297. You know, things are falling into place with the leadoff rotation thing. Bryson Stott's doing a nice job there. Trey Turner at times has done a nice job doing that too. It's Schwarber, like I said, awesome. Rojas, no matter how much you hate the idea of Johan Rojas.
I'm stunned, John. I mean, listen, I can't hate
it. He's batting .304. Look, he's putting bat to ball. Last night, it wasn't pretty. It's a weak dribbler. But it's right up the middle, and it's where they ain't. And you get him on base, and he's a weapon. So 304 for Rojas. All the way at the bottom of our batting averages, you've got Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
I know that's not going to stay that way. That's 234, 221. I know Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm aren't this bad offensively. That's going to pick up. So... everything's trending up. Cassidy and Bryson are leading the team with 30 hits apiece. Schwarber and Harper, 26 right behind them. 25 hits is Alec Bohm. It's not that bad for Alec Bohm, despite all the ups and downs. He is going to get this thing on track, despite really bad attitude, and I don't know if it's going to all fit together in terms of meshing personality-wise.
Yep.
But I do feel good about where this team is
headed. Here's the deal. I'm really struck, and obviously the small picture, meaning last night, that's totally on the table for you, 215-592-9494. But I'm wondering in the big picture with a month down and five to go, if you are of the mind, like John's maybe even too optimistic the way so I'm happy that they've rebounded. And look, I've believed in them more than most this whole way through. I mean, I don't freak out when they're whatever they were, 13-13. But, I mean, I can't act like I wasn't concerned. I think the bullpen's a legit concern. I think the fact that they do still have an inconsistent lineup, and I don't think that's going to change. Just because they hit three home runs last night doesn't mean they're not going to have their games with one run scored. They're going to probably have plenty of them because they are an aggravating lineup, let's be real. But here's the thing I come back to more than anything, and it's what I came back to when the season started. The starting pitching is too good to not likely pace toward 90 wins in a playoff spot. I mean, it's just too good. I mean, I got Zach Wheeler. He's a stud. Nola, he's been a concern. There's no question. Historically, he's been good, but he's been a concern. Right, I got Sanchez, obviously, is not derailed with an injury. He was back last night. I got the, the new guy. Lizardo.
And Lizardo's been awesome.
Lizardo looks fantastic.
Way better than I ever could have expected.
And I'm about to get my favorite Philly back. Ranger is my favorite Phil, and I think he's normally pretty good.
Ranger's got frosted tips. Very frosted tips. And we don't discuss this much. Joe, if you really love Ranger that much, why not frost your tips for your competition with Jack Fritz?
Because I'm not a Backstreet Boy.
Okay.
Oh, but you're not a Philly either? Is that what you're saying?
You're a Ranger Suarez fan.
I love him. I do.
Guy's cool, man.
You could
pattern yourself in his image with some frosted tips for the contest.
Yeah.
You'd look good.
I'd
take some years off.
Feed Fritz any which way. I do have to start getting the gray out of my hair.
Hold on. What about the competition?
Well, we'll get to that. You hold on.
Doesn't seem like you've been talking about it. At all.
Here's the deal. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Now,
changing the subject.
So I am, because I'm trying to get to James. What do we've got with our squad? Seltzer, it's been a month. What do we got?
I'm a lot more conflicted with this team than you guys are. I mean, you gave the fact of they're on a 92-win pace.
Did that surprise you?
No, because I know numbers. I know they're 17-13. I'll give you a fact that might surprise you. How about
this? What?
Guess how many teams in the National League have a better run differential than the Phillies.
All right, so how many teams are in a league? Like 15?
Yeah.
In a league? So it sounds like, based on the way you said it, it's going to be like 8.
There are 9 teams that have a better run differential than the Phillies. The Phillies have the 10th best run differential in the National League.
You know what that means, James?
It means that their record is better than it should be.
It means they got out close wins.
I'm concerned.
John, they got him out.
I'm concerned about this team. Here's the thing. Look, we all know that at the end of the day, they could get hot in October, and we've seen the last few years that if they can get hot in October, bats-wise, that matters. I keep pounding this, but I look at this team, and this bullpen is just not close to good enough to win. Like, it's not close to good enough. They need, like, 2 more guys that we trust. Even then, the guys we trust, like, outside of Alvarado, who I trust more than you, like, I don't have faith when any of those guys steps
into the game.
What
about when those 2 guys in October are named Painter and Ranger?
We'll see. I hope they are.
I mean, you gotta admit, that could totally change the bullpen.
You gotta get their healthy. You gotta, like, make the full season with those guys. With all these pitchers staying healthy, all these pitchers staying competitive. Like, it's a long season, and that's why I'm not freaking out.
Yeah.
But I am concerned about the way this team is put together, and they're going to have to make moves at the deadline. Like, I don't think the team that we have now is good enough right now.
So I'm going to give you a prediction. I gave you a fact, John, earlier. I gave you an opinion. Now I'm going to give you a prediction. More people that call in today at 215-592-9494 will agree with James than where you and I are. But we'll find out. Look, the floor is yours. You let us know, guys, how you feel. What you think we've got with our squad? What do we got?
We have so much potential that's
it's
not even close to tapped. Like this has been a bunch of, like, we've thrown the word stud out there 3 times now in this open.
I didn't know that.
We got a bunch of studs, like an all-star team, who are underperforming. That's what the start of the season has been. To my eye.
Or they're getting older and they're not studs anymore. JT Realmuto is not a stud anymore.
James Bradbury in one year from being awesome to horrible.
All the time. Yeah. And these guys are turning 30, 31, 32, 33. Like, that's when things change. Like, 29 to 30, different thing. These guys are getting into the
Trey Turner's not a stud.
Trey Turner's not a stud. And guess what? I hate to say it. He's never going to be again. Like, that's where I'm at with Trey Turner. I'm hoping for the best out of the guy, but he's never going to come close to paying off that $300 million contract.
Is it realistic for him to make the switch away from shortstop?
Yes,
during the season, it's unrealistic.
They're not going to do it.
It's not a reality that it could happen.
They will not do it.